Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be if the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Welcome back in 3HL, powered by the Tennessee Lottery 418. Joined now by our weekly visitor, Ian Rappaport from NFL Network. He was joining us, but as JT said, he just hung up. He's also with the Rap Sheet and Friends podcast. We'll ask him about that as well. Lots going on in the NFL as JT dials the number again.
Again, from sportsbetting.ag, Jalen Ramsey's next team odds. The favorite, Kansas City Chiefs, plus 250. The New England Patriots are second, plus 500.
No.
The Raiders are plus 600, and then the Titans and the Saints are plus 900. So there are only three teams on this list ahead of the Titans in terms of Jalen Ramsey's next stop. Titans Jags tomorrow at 7:20 p.m., the kickoff. Titans favored by 1.5.
Jalen Ramsey will play for the Jaguars tomorrow night, coming from his head coach today.
I mean, if I'm the head coach, I want him out there.
Oh, sure. If I'm the front office, and I think I'm trading him on Friday, I'm like, hey, man, we're just going to have to eat whatever Shiano sandwich gets serves up to us tonight, because I got to trade this guy to Kansas City or wherever tomorrow, and I need him to be fully intact.
By the way, the Chiefs' Super Bowl odds with Jalen Ramsey go up 33%, they say. Now, Tyreek Hill's out for a little while. Patrick Mahomes, 4 touchdown passes last week in the second quarter after being knocked out of the first game and then coming back in. There have been a lot of quarterbacks that have already hit the pine with injuries.
Ian Rappaport joins us now. There must be something going on, man. We had you and we lost you.
Yeah, sorry. I was getting a text about a trade. I just put it out before I talked. It was Trevor Davis going from Packers to the Raiders. One of the top returners around, and a fast guy, and kind of, you know, my world. Once you get the text, you wanna put it out.
So no, you got to do what you got to do. Ian Rappaport from NFL Network, national insider, also the host of the Rap Sheet and Friends podcast. Always great stuff there. Great guests. I'll ask you. You'll be in with this, but latest Rap Sheet and Friends podcast. What you got?
We got Bob Stoops, the former Oklahoma coach, who wrote a book.
Oh.
Talked to him a ton about that and about being in the XFL and training quarterbacks and Lincoln Riley and all that good stuff. That was kind of cool. And I would say we also got Sean O'Hara talking about his good friend Eli Manning and you know, everything that kind of went into the decision to bench Eli and you know, go with Daniel Jones. It was good stuff. I mean, it was cool for O'Hara to tell me that basically after he got told he was being benched, Eli went back in and helped Daniel Jones prepare. I mean, that's a very cool thing for Eli. It really is.
Yeah, he's first-class guy. Rap Sheet and Friends podcast. Check that out for sure. At Rap Sheet on Twitter. You can get the breaking news. So even when he's on hold with us, he's got to leave and break that story. I know you love us, but you don't want to get scooped because you're on 3HL in Nashville.
there you go.
Exactly. So,
but we managed to do both, so it's all good.
Yes, absolutely. So this Jalen Ramsey situation in Jacksonville, do you think he ultimately does get traded?
I do. I really do. I think he'll play them all night unless, you know, something happens where someone steps in and orders something or, you know, offers something crazy. I think he'll play them all night and, you know, he'll probably hopefully for him stay healthy. And, you know, then there'll be teams will ramp up the offer on Friday. And, you know, I think has a good chance of getting traded. I mean, he is still one of the top players in the NFL, regardless of position. Yep. He's a great corner. There's been some trouble in Jacksonville, but he is fantastic. And I think somebody will offer a first-round pick at 4 for the rights to Jalen Ramsey.
Looks like the Chiefs might be the favorite in that deal. He said over the summer on Taylor Lewan's podcast, Bussin' with the Boys, that he would prefer Raiders or Titans. Do you think the Titans, the team he's playing tomorrow night, could get in the mix there?
You know, I don't know. It would, you know, maybe. I mean, now John Robinson does like to trade in a very New England way. He kind of is very active as far as he looks into every trade. Now they've been looking into some receiver trades over the past year. I mean, all sorts of things.
Yeah.
But you know, would they play him and then trade for him? I don't know. What if he goes out and has two interceptions and impresses him? I mean, I don't know. Everyone knows what kind of player he is. And I would not, definitely not rule it out, especially when, you know, his happiness is sort of something that's important. And, you know, I think they'll probably, the team acquiring will probably take that into account.
Ian Rappaport, our guest, it seems like we're living in a whole new age of players basically empowering themselves to be traded or to, you know, get a new deal like Ezekiel Elliott or earlier in their career. But as far as guys wanting a trade and getting it, is Jamal Adams, do you think, that next guy? Because what a great player he is.
You know, I haven't heard that he is. I know he's certainly frustrated with the Jets. And, you know, what I'll be curious about is, you know, if we get to a point where every time a player is frustrated, he wants to be traded.
Right. Transfer portal type stuff.
I was literally just going to say, I mean, that's one thing with college is, you know, it's basically every time anyone gets benched or frustrated, they want to transfer. And it's, you know, people should have rights, and that's good. But, you know, I would say it's not always that good. Sometimes the grass is not always greener. You know, so I'll be curious to see which way this goes. Is this just something that pops up now and disappears? Do teams stop showing a willingness to trade guys? Is this just something that has sort of existed because of the Dolphins happen to be doing it and they have good players and they want to trade all? Because usually if you have good players, you don't want to trade them. Like, that's one thing I heard from one team about Jalen Ramsey is, like, you know, when I mentioned what they're going to get, and the response was maybe they should just keep him because he's a very good player. Same thing with Minka Fitzpatrick. I mean, had he not wanted to be out in Miami, he would have just kept him. But he wanted to be traded, and I think they're willing to do that.
Yeah, I'm anxious to see if we get more of this, too. I mean, AB, of course, started at Minka Fitzpatrick, gets it done. Jamal Adams said he was benched, unfollowed the Jets, and then took him out of his bio. The Jalen Ramsey situation. These guys see all of this happening, right?
Yeah. And, you know, one thing about Jamal Adams is, I'm not sure he ever actually followed the Jets on Instagram, which is funny. But then I think the other thing is, so much is out there now as far as social media and everything that it really is a little bit of a different world. Like, guys used to come, you know, if you wanted to hide your emotions, you could vent to your friends, vent to your family, and that was it. You know, now it's really like, if you want to vent, you go on social media. You have Instagram Live. Talk to, like, you know, Jalen Ramsey going on Instagram Live last year talking about how he's going to want so much money from Jacksonville. You know, that's something that didn't happen a long time ago. Now everyone's out there. And you know, I think teams are still trying to figure out how to deal with that, how to deal with the sort of millennial world. It's new, and it's kind of uncharted ground for everyone.
Ian Rappaport, our guest. There's some news regarding Antonio Brown today that I saw. Looks like news that maybe could help actually keep him on the field for the Patriots.
No, so a couple things we learned about Antonio Brown today. One is that he was not put on the commissioner's exempt list yet, which is noteworthy because usually a league tries to do it by Wednesday. They're not going to do it by today. Rarely do they do it because, you know, it's fair to give teams an idea for who play them you know, by the time the week starts. And the other thing is that we learned the Allegheny County you know, DA is not going to prosecute the first allegation against Antonio Brown because of the statute of limitations. So, at the very least, one of the incidents is not under sort of legal review, and he's not subject to be charged with a crime there. There's two others in Florida that theoretically he could be charged with a crime, but he is not. Because remember, this is all civil.
Right.
And if he is charged with a crime, a violent crime, you know, that might change his status, but as of now, he has not yet been charged.
Ian, I'm curious, with all these quarterbacks going down, Breeze, Roethlisberger, Darnold, Simeon, all these guys, who are some of the names, if there are names, that these teams are kind of searching maybe for a trade possibility to maybe bring in another team's backup quarterback? Have you heard anything with regards to that?
You know, nobody wants to give up a backup quarterback. I mean, that's the problem. It's like, Josh Dobbs got traded because he was a three. There's not a lot of third-string quarterbacks.
Right.
You know, it's like, let's say, like, Carolina Panthers had a lot of quarterbacks. Okay, they had a lot of good ones. Well, if somebody wanted to trade for the three, they wouldn't have done it because Cam gets hurt. And what happened? Cam got hurt. Now we might see Kyle Allen, you know, starting this week. It's very, very possible. And now the third string is the backup. So, you know, you just don't see a lot of teams trade backups because you might need them. I mean, we could have a situation where 20 teams play a backup quarterback this year. That's a lot. Even now, we may learn about some new quarterbacks in the process. We may learn Mason Rudolph's pretty good. We may learn Teddy Bridgewater's good or not. But either way, I mean, I think we're in a situation now where quarterbacks are getting hurt so frequently that nobody wants to trade anything.
Right, because to me, it would have made sense for teams to reach out to the Titans about Ryan Tannehill, but if I'm the Titans, I have no idea what eight's going to do, so there's no way I'm unloading Tannehill.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm the Titans, I wouldn't trade Tannehill for anything short of a first-round pick. I mean, first of all, I thought that was a great trade they made in the offseason.
Agreed.
Second of all, like, you know, he might be starting at some point this year for various reasons.
Yeah.
So if I were them, I mean, Titans could be a playoff team. They might need him. So I wouldn't trade him for anything. And I think a lot of teams are in this situation. You had a good backup. You hold on to that guy. You really do.
Ian Rappaport, great stuff as always. Follow him at Rapsheet on Twitter for literally news breaking constantly and all the time. And
I mean, while he's on with
us, literally he's breaking news and talking to Nashville. Nobody does it better. Thanks for the time, buddy.